The lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act was called California versus Texas, and in this case, California won. California Attorney General Rob Bonta praised the 7-2 ruling in a virtual news conference, saying it's a happy day for the hundreds of millions of Americans who rely on the Affordable Care Act for health coverage.
This morning, a 7-justice majority of the United States Supreme Court ruled that the Affordable Care Act is the law of the land, a major victory for our communities nationwide, a major victory for the 133 million Americans with pre-existing conditions, including 17 million children who rely on the law to keep their health care affordable and to protect them from being denied coverage, a major victory for the millions of Americans who can only afford their medications because of the ACA, and a major victory for Americans who can only afford care thanks to the ACA's prohibition against lifetime insurance limit.
The High Court made its ruling on narrow grounds. It did not take up the merits of the case, but instead ruled that Texas, 12 other states, and 2 men do not have standing to sue because they were not harmed by the provisions of the law they challenged. That sounds like a narrow technical point, but Justice Stephen Breyer, writing for the majority, said it's not. He wrote that letting the plaintiffs move forward with the case would, in his words, threaten to grant unelected judges a general authority to conduct oversight of decisions of the elected branches of government. The ruling left conservative Justice Samuel Alito, in his words, disappointed. In a dissenting opinion, he noted that this is the third time the Supreme Court has taken up a case challenging the ACA, and he wrote, "In all 3 episodes, the court has pulled off an improbable rescue." Improbable or not, Bonta welcomed the ruling.
It's a firm closing of the door. It's clear. It's unequivocal. It is a order for a dismissal of this case. This case is over.
In a separate case, the High Court overturned a Philadelphia anti-discrimination policy aimed at protecting the same-sex couples from discrimination in foster care. In that case, called Fulton v. Philadelphia, the court declared unconstitutional the city's decision not to contract with Catholic Social Services for foster care because the religious agency would not place foster children with same-sex couples, citing religious reasons. UC Berkeley Law School Dean Erwin Chemerinsky spoke about the case on KPFA's program Up Front.
There's always a tension between liberty and equality. Any law that stops discrimination limits the freedom to discriminate. For decades, our society has said stopping discrimination is more important than freedom to discriminate. But that's not what the court said today.
The opinion in the Fulton case was unanimous, but the ruling was narrow. It said the Philadelphia policy was wrong only because the city did not grant an exemption for Catholic Social Services the same way it grants exemptions for other organizations. The plaintiffs had wanted a broader ruling that would overturn a previous case that found the free exercise of religion is not violated if the policy applies to everyone. That may explain why the 3 liberal justices joined in the unanimous decision to keep the ruling narrow. Chemerinsky says that's speculative, but he thinks it's probable.
If I was to surmise, I think it's that the liberal justices were afraid that the conservatives wanted to go much further in opening the door to discrimination on the basis of religion. And so I think they were happy to have a narrow ruling that didn't break new legal ground, as opposed to a much more sweeping ruling that really did open the door to religious basis for discrimination against gays and lesbians and others.
The full effect of the ruling may become more clear if the High Court takes up other religion-related discrimination cases that are percolating through the lower courts. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.